You mentioned bendamustine. What are some of the data sets that have come out recently with that agent that you've been most struck by?
I think that one of the studies that's very impressive is by Dr. Rummel. He presented it last year at ASH and updated it this year, is the BR, bendamustine rituximab, versus R-CHOP in frontline advanced follicular lymphoma and mantle cell. And what came out of that study, it was a non-inferiority study, but he demonstrated that it seemed to be, at least the interim analysis, it appeared to be as effective as R-CHOP and less toxic. Now, if that holds out and the final study results come in, we may replace CHOP with bendamustine frontline. A lot of physicians in the United States are still using R-CHOP as frontline treatment for follicular lymphoma. Others of us like to use RCVP or obviously a clinical trial. But if you look at results from, say, the LymphoCare study, the majority of people in academic centers and in the community, if they're going to treat frontline follicular patients, they use R-CHOP. And it would be nice if we had a replacement for that that maybe was less toxic. So perhaps bendamustine may work there. The other study that just led to the approval of bendamustine in the relapse setting was Brad Cull's study of 100 patients looking at bendamustine in the relapse setting with some very impressive overall responses and duration of responses. And it seems to work, again, in the rituximab refractory patient.